Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Take one. Take one.
Rusty Quill presents Enthusiasm.
Hello, folks. Today on Enthusiasm, we've got some outtakes for you from our first public season. Hope you enjoy. There we go. Little quiet me. Sorry, editor, as you probably will have been able to tell by the raucous laughter, this is Helen.
Should I pause my recording while I'm going to go get a drink and all this stuff?
Oh, no, don't bother to pause the recording.
Okay, cool.
Now, we might do something funny during this time and then we'd miss it if it wasn't recorded.
Yeah, it'd be a blooper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
Sitting on the edge of your seat.
Liz.
Yeah?
We're doing it. We're doing Enthusiasm.
Yeah, it's definitely less scary with less of us here to take the pressure off. Okay. I'm
yes.
We'll start with... Oh, siren.
Good time to cough.
They knew we were talking about jazz and they were like, duck on stand.
I'm gonna find it.
No jazz for you. Sorry, I'm just waiting for the ambulance or whatever it is.
Ah! Scream very loudly and then be very quiet.
Wonderful. All right, that looks good. I am not peeking. It looks like... but I am... Immediately sirens outside.
You are going to jail. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah. Once I start recording on Audacity, my laptop goes, oh, I'm awake now, and goes, meh, for the rest of the hour.
So it's probably that.
that's a nice, solid, beefy sound. So mine just goes... Mine's more exhausted, like... I can't go on. I must go on.
Turned off Dropbox. Turned off... Yes, I have an extra bar.
Yay!
Wait, no, it went down. What to do? Did I do something? Come back.
Ah, we've entered bargaining.
Yeah.
Okay, are we all ready for a silence marker?
Yeah, I might have to sneeze soon, though. I'm trying to decide if it's going to happen or not. I think it's not going to happen. I think it's fine.
Okay.
Okay, can I just blow my nose and I'll take this off so you can't... I'll mute so you can't hear me. I'm so sorry, editor. This is not a great noise.
Aww.
But honk.
But that's my kink, listening to people blow their noses directly into the microphone.
It'll be someone's kink.
Yeah, probably.
Sorry, just...
Oh, are you okay, Tess?
I just choked on my water.
Everyone's still okay, breathing?
I'm okay.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Baby.
The Ripper got her.
Oh, no, I hope not. I also have a very positive view on why we will find aliens fascinating. And I also have... No, I'm not going to get thirsty about aliens, actually. I'm just going to drink my water.
Oh, God.
Helen.
I'm still playing Mass Effect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're all still playing Mass Effect in our hearts.
Didn't you know aliens are just the person of your choice but blue?
Yes. Yes.
That was another Helen speaking of famous Tumblr post. I have definitely seen one recently where someone said, okay, but one of the issues we'd have if we met aliens is holding back the hordes of people that want to have sex
and
with
that's
them.
Yeah. Why we're quarantined. Humans
that's
are gross.
That's why we're in the wildlife preserve.
Humans yeah. are gross.
Oh, man. That makes a lot of sense.
All of the rest of the universe is just like, I don't know what to do with this. I'm not ready for that first contact.
They saw, like, Tumblr and went, ooh, I don't know.
They're just procrastinating. They're going to get round to it, but they're just like, I just can't face that right now. There's a lot going on in the universe.
Well, like, the universe is equivalent of, like, a teenager in their room. And you're like, don't want to go in there, that. Actually.
Yeah.
They'll come out when they're ready.
Oh, man.
That's it. The aliens are waiting for us to come out when we're ready. Yeah.
They'll figure it out eventually. We just gotta be patient.
Did we completely throw you for a loop by not being Loki first? It seemed like you were getting really excited with.
I am excited about Loki.
It's easy to get excited about Loki. Period.
It is.
Sorry, we'll have to cut all this out. This is just me reading out titles for the YouTuber I like.
This is all inspiration for future enthusiasm episodes by the sound of it.
Can this just be the rest of the episode, actually?
Yeah, just you reading out.
Just Helen looking at YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I've just typed in the Lion King fascism into YouTube. So.
We'll have fun with that.
Yeah. You'll get some fun rabbit holes in the weeks to come.
Yes. YouTube will remember this.
How often do you clean out your search history, Helen?
Probably not as often as I should. I really want to talk about the devil?
Hell yeah. I didn't even mean to.
Yeah. We'll do a sync clap. Yeah.
You've got a sync to clap?
I have not appreciated Shakespeare purely because people kept telling me to appreciate him. And I was like, no.
I don't want to.
I'm not going to pay attention.
That's very valid.
Sorry, I saw you pick up your mug and I was like, no, we're just about to...
I'm a professional. It's fine.
Oh, we're all super professional here.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, editor. This is Elizabeth.
Ha! Ha!
Looking okay?
Yeah, looking sweet. Sweet as a nut.
Cool. Sweet as a nut.
Yeah.
I never understood that. Nuts aren't sweet.
No, I know, but it's just something. It's just one of those things that I've always said and I've never questioned until this point right now. Why do we say that?
I don't know.
Is it a sex thing? Could be a sex thing.
Oh, God.
We're going to do a silence marker. No one will talk about nut.
Look, I've embarrassed myself, okay? We can move forward from this. It's fine.
No, they smash it. They smash it with a big hammer.
Hello. All right.
Hi, just talking about someone's head.
Nice, okay. Yeah, I heard the word smash and I was like, well, this is going in one of two directions. It's either like a reference to the mash that you make with water or it's heads.
Yeah,
it was heads. For mash, get smash.
Yeah, with the aliens that looked like they were made of like two little plates just slapped together with gaffer tape. I'll send you some pictures, Laurie, don't worry.
Laurie the Watcher.
There was like an ish post. I don't know whether I can swear on this podcast or not.
I think Laurie recently decided you are allowed to swear, but keep it to a minimum because we have to go back and bleep it.
Absolutely.
And Laurie is the one who has to find the timestamps for every swear.
Actually, just on the Owen Wilson point, I've been watching so much Cars recently because my housemate and my sister have been on a Cars kick, and I didn't realize that the CEO guy from Cars 3 is none other than his name's just got out of my head. Nathan Fillion is in a Cars film. Go figure.
I'm gonna have a little drinky.
Fluids all around.
Yes, fluids are good. We enjoy fluids. Mm.
Lubricate the palate. Oh, yes. Oh, my. I upset all the classes I teach. Mm, yes. Oh, my. Hello, my name is Professor Rambunctious Humpus.
All right, I'm going to say we're in a break now. Feel free to go get a drink, have a pee.
Both at the same time.
Oh, that's why you're standing up. I understand now.
The patented urinal desk, you can do both.
King of efficiency, hey Tim Meredith.
In various points, when I've like just been referencing you when you haven't been there, I have bullied you a little bit and you've never noticed.
You mean the bits where you say horrible things about Tim and he's not there, he's never noticed.
Yeah, oddly, I didn't actually pick up on that, what with not being there. Tim smells. Anyone else think Tim smells? Yeah, I always thought that. Good guy.
I just mean, like, if I've been streaming and I've just been rambling on about some nonsense, or I'll be talking about Celefemra or something, I'll
do about Tim on stream.
A little. Only a little.
What'd I do? What did I come at me, Ellen? Come on. Go, what's your beef?
Nothing. No, do not insert light bulbs anywhere into yourself or other animals.
Coward.
What's that thing? Outside of a dog, a book is a man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read, but it should stay that way. Don't put a light bulb in there.
The full phrase.
Very good.
I believe it was Chaucer who said that.
Before we go, Colorado Tim is going to give us a sign-off in perfect Italian.
Okay.
Oh. No.
Beep, beep. Ha ha. Woo. Ah. It's Tessa. I'm recording the Pets Enthusiasm episode. I hope that I will be editing this one because it's Pets.
Hi, future Tessa. Hello.
We'll go alphabetically. So, Lydia, I'll ask you first to introduce yourself. And I'll be asking you for your pronouns, cool. Like as in that general you. I ask everybody for their pronouns on the podcast.
I'm allowed pronouns. Everyone else is referred to exclusively by their name.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, future editor. I'm about to put on my sweater, so it's going to be a bunch of cloth rustling.
That'll be Foley for when someone has a kiss. We are all performers in the great play of life. Don't mind me, I'm in such a weird place right now.
It's just like a wonderfully unique take on all the world's a stage. It's like, that is a very famous quote.
I think that this is the most hectic recording I've ever participated in.
We've had worse.
I mean, it's only had one chicken. I can get more.
Listen for the human teeth. Lots of teeth. Sharp, pointy teeth.
I've been 40 plus years in the classroom, and an awful lot of that time you are basically saying in all sorts of ways, none of which are in words, you do what I say. I'm the boss. You're not.
Yeah.
If I can think of my pupils as chickens, it might be quite helpful, really.
I've been finding it kind of funny, because this week, the reason I'm in this like weird space, I'm in a warehouse right now. We're like rehearsing we're doing an R&D of a play, and Ooh. It's a really cool play. And half the cast are deaf actors, and so like the last 2 weeks, like when I laugh, I've been like slapping my knee to like show that I'm laughing. And like, I've been really like trying not to just like slap myself. Like, like I'm like, sorry, editors, like bam bam.
What is... Oh, it's the thing in my hair. Sorry. I got really confused. I was like, what is that? But I tied my hair up and I forgot.
Now, I heard it about eggs being like, oh, these eggs have like liquid plastic in, and everyone's like, it would be so much more expensive to do that than just to get some eggs.
I know, right? And also like, people that do that with, like, there's more plastic in Kraft cheese.
Yeah.
Like, God, yeah. Please.
No, you don't understand how fat content in cheese works. That's what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful, beautiful, excellent. Thank you. All right. Leave me alone.
No one said a word, Helen. No one said a word.
Hey, it's me. It's Frank. I'm sorry. Everything around me is loud. My neighbours, loud. My chair, loud. My PC, loud. One of my fire alarms does not have a battery in it, so I'm trying to preempt that as I record.
You didn't get me rolling sideways out of shot.
That was awesome.
Oh yeah, if you've not been in recording with me before, my setup means that I am tucked in underneath a table, and so like I have to like swing my legs sideways like inch out. I'm feeling like slapping myself in the face. Okay, all right. It's
don't do that.
Wake myself up.
Okay. What, we're all that horrible? Jeez.
No!
I just don't want to be here with these people.
We're
going to
get started.
Okay.
I'm not sure. What was that?
That was LeBron James, I think.
There's a button you can click in
Skype.
Oh,
I must have pushed the button on my keyboard. I'm sorry.
Create a...
Yeah, I just did LeBron James, too. What else can I do?
Why is this
happening? Oh, my God.
No, this is a very serious podcast. Stop emoji reacting on the Skype.
Oh, oh no!
Lily, I'm so glad this is being recorded on Skype.
What is that hand one? That hand gesture looks obscene. I don't like that.
Oh my God! I completely lost my train of thought. What were we talking about?
It's the space episode. That's Space Jam in most. It's perfectly on theme.
Thank you for editing my audio, and I'll speak to you sometime. Okay, bye. Thanks.
Okay, I'm instantly regretting everything I just said. Just imagine that Tom Hardy meme.
It's all on video, Helen.
And that's all for this week. See you next time. Enthusiasm is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. It is directed by Helen Gould, produced by Lori Ann Davis, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner, and edited by Marissa Ewing, Tessa Vroom, Jeffrey Nils Gardner, and Catherine Ranella. Thanks for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.